Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, what a morning this is going to be. In case you haven't heard, indictment number 4 came down late last night against our former president, number 45, Donald Trump. Now, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country. On the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com is the website if you want to listen to the stream. And by the way, we also are broadcasting at selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets across America, too. And we thank you very much. And we also have the honor and the privilege of being able to broadcast on some of the leading independent stations across the country. A nice mixture of listeners all around the countryside. And, of course, we do broadcast all around the world on the Internet, streaming live from my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And we're on the Westwood One satellite. That's the Westwood One satellite. And you can hear us anywhere, if you've got a satellite receiver. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for doing what you're doing to get to keep America rolling and getting the job done, especially our over-the-road drivers, the men and women, 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our FedEx and our UPS. And then we've got our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the countryside, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the petroleum products so we can go where we need to go. And you can also follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And don't forget, you can find us over on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, or on Twitter as Captains America, and our website again, the Captains America ThirdWatch.com, where we got all sorts of stuff over there, including our podcast and links to our contributors like Kyle Warren, who you're going to hear from in just a second here. But here we go. Get ready. Get set. Get on your mark. Here he comes, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! Yay! All right, very good. I'll tell you what, my goodness, we'll say the pledge and get rolling here because we got a lot on our plate tonight. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
There you go. And of course we emphasize the two words under God because that's what our country was founded on. All right. Well, Donald Trump was indicted in Georgia over the 2020 election meddling that he's being accused of, along with 18 other people. 13 felony charges have fallen upon Donald Trump right now. This is the fourth criminal case against him. The decision came down late last night. They made a big spectacle out of it there in Fulton County. I would expect nothing else because of this district attorney. who was trying to be the wherewithal with a big smile on her face when she was saying some of the things she was saying at her press conference. But some of the other notables here, and I'm going to go down the list, wait till you hear this. Some of the other notables that got indicted along with them, besides Donald Trump, we had Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Kenneth Chesbro, Jeffrey Clark, Jenna Ellis, Robert Cheely, Mike Roman, David Schaefer, Sean Still, Stephen Lee, Hamson Floyd, Trevanian Kuth, Sidney Powell, Kathy Latham, Scott Hall, Misty Hampton, and Ray Smith. And Misty Hampton is the Coffee County election supervisor. Isn't that something?
Yeah, very, very interesting indeed. Well, so we have a laundry list now of people who were indicted. One of the things, Captain, that they're trying to make work with this is the idea of what they call RICO. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations
right.
Act. So they can try to bring together all these different individuals, say that there are connections, that there is conspiracy going on here, this kind of thing. But of course, first and foremost, Donald Trump indicted on, as you said, 13 counts. We start with solicitation of violation of oath by public officer, false statements, and these kinds of things. But Donald Trump, of course, is at the head of this. One of the reasons there might be so many others that have been indicted along with this, number one, is to try to make the RICO thing work. And second of all, of course, is maybe to try to get some of these people to turn around and testify because they're afraid of going to jail with these counts.
They're trying to get them to roll over, you betcha. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And so, of course, and we're going to talk more about this, of course, in the next segment for sure. But this, I think, really does hinge on what was known as, quote, the perfect phone call, where Donald Trump talked about how many votes that would need to be found. And so clearly this is going to turn on what did he mean with that, or at least what the prosecutors are trying to make it mean.
Well, I think we'll find out because we're definitely going to trial within the next 6 months is what we're hearing, which could be, again, January, the magic date of January. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more here on the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's just now starting to get real.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Alrighty, and tonight is Tuesday night, and that means it's a the third Tuesday of the second month, and that means the Tampa Bay Trump Club is going to be meeting at Mugs over in Icon in Olmerton in Largo. So I'll tell you what, if you're not doing anything tonight from 6:30 to 8:30, come on over and be with some other like-minded people at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and we're going to have a great meeting like we always do, and there's going to be some great speakers there. I'm going to be one of them, and I'm going to be talking about nullification. Yep, nullification. I'll have some of Frank Salvato's books with me too, to add to the dramatic story about nullification and what that means. And Kyle, I know you heard Frank and I talking yesterday about it again, right?
That's true. Yeah, you're talking about his book.
Yep, and we were talking about nullification, the process. Now, you don't have to nullify everything, okay? Well, but there is a process where if you want to get rid of, say, the Department of Education from the scheme of things, you can do it. If you want to get rid of the Department of Labor under the scheme of things, you can do it. But whichever's giving you the biggest thorn in the side. And by the way, that's how Texas nullified the federal border sovereignty, so to speak, on the border, because they weren't taking care of the border, so they stepped in and put their own people on the border. That's what they did. That's nullification.
Right, I think it may be a form of that.
Yep, it is.
I understand. Yeah, that also, of course, would go through the court process at that point, because I think the federal government turned around and sued Texas for that.
They lost.
Right, so it goes through the court process.
They lost.
Ultimately, to try to define what is constitutional.
Yep, they lost, unfortunately, for them. Boo-hoo, wah-wah. I'm feeling real sorry, aren't you? That the government won't take care of our borders, damn it. The states need to step up and do it. And Texas did the right thing. Now, back to Donald Trump. In case you've been hiding under a rock and don't have any idea, the Georgia grand jury in Fulton County indicted Trump on 13 felony charges over his alleged 2020 election interference, along with 18 of his pals. Now, some of the names that are in here are just a little bit mind-boggling. Rudy Giuliani is up to his eyebrows in this, and so was it Mark Meadows. And of all people, Sidney Powell. I remember when she was coming out talking about, you know, what they could and couldn't do in Georgia. But she's involved in this, too. That's how they put the conspiracy thing together with all these people. But anyway, Trump, of course, famously called the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, on January the 2nd, 2021, and suggested that the state's top elections official could help find the votes Trump needed to beat Biden. And I think at the time it was, what, 11,700 or something like that?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. And for his part, Trump has often referred to the call as perfect and has flatly denied any attempt to circumvent the law, because apparently he made this call exactly the way the attorneys told him to do it. So he was following the instruction of his attorneys. Unfortunately, it didn't fly, and when it was challenged in court over there, which it was, the decision, he lost his challenge. So as a result, we wind up with this this indictment. But this is going to drag on for possibly years. I heard last night them say that even if Trump is found guilty or innocent or whatever, this is going to be in the courts for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be the typical thing. Right now, what they want it to be is they want it to be front and center during the campaign so that it neutralizes the candidate. Of course, now, I thought it was very interesting, Captain, because Harvard professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz, right,
yep.
talked about the idea that he pretty much did exactly the same thing back in 2000, going through Florida looking for votes for Al Gore.
Yep.
And so what's happened now is that you've criminalized the very notion of things that happen after an election through a legal process, we might add, but now all that seems to be criminalized because it was Donald Trump. And let me just make this quick little point, and that is Donald Trump talked to the official and said you only have to find 11,780 votes or thereabouts. That was not necessarily an invitation to go in and fraudulently find, quote-unquote, 11,700 votes. It was really more of a matter of course of conversation to say if there were these votes there, if you find them, that will tip the election. That seems to be the most a basic understanding of what that conversation was really all about. So the prosecutors here, of course, are trying to make it into something incredibly nefarious. A jury will have to decide that, evidently.
Yeah, and that's where we're going with all of this, and, you know, it's going to be very time-consuming, and obviously it's going to affect the way Trump campaigns, so here we go. But I'm not so sure that this is all going to work out the way that the Democrats think it is, because there's a very good possibility that this could be tossed out fairly quickly.
That's always possible,
because
of course.
It's a state law trying to enforce. They're trying to enforce a federal law through a state, and that's not the way it works.
Well, again, if they're basing all this on the phone call, and then they're also going to bring in the idea of going and looking at voting machines and so forth, they're trying to, again, indict all these different people, try to make it sound like you're looking at organized crime. That's why they're bringing in the RICO, and
yep.
This particular prosecutor has prosecuted RICO cases. They're trying to make it look as bad as possible, but at the same time, sort of showing off that, you know, the overkill against a former president who's now running again for office, a declared candidate, is just unprecedented in our history. So I do think, Captain, that there's going to be a little bit of indictment fatigue out there, and the Democrats may have sort of gone a bridge too far with this. It's, again, we don't know how this is going to work. You always roll the dice when you get indicted or you go to court or you try to mount a legal defense. But the American public and the voter, I think, are going to be making up their minds about this very succinctly.
Yeah, and they may not even be able to see the jury in Fulton County. They may have to move this change the venue just outside of Atlanta proper, and we'll see what happens. Now, we're going to go on to a different topic because we have to, and that is that the in Hawaii, we're finding out more information, and the people that are missing, the number just skyrocketed yesterday. Did you hear?
I haven't heard the latest number, but yes, it's grown.
It's over 1,000 people, and could be as many as 5,000 that they don't know where they are or what's happened.
And that, Captain, is an absolute unspeakable tragedy. The rapidity with which this fire moved. One of the eyewitnesses who did run for their lives and had to jump into the ocean basically said it sounded like a blowtorch coming down the street. This is just a terrible, terrible thing. And to be that many people missing right now is just unthinkable.
Well, you could see with the vehicles what they did. They drove as close as they could get to the water and jumped off the edge of the higher elevation that they were at to get into the water. And some people probably landed on the rocks down below. They didn't hit the water, but it's just terrible. And I know the cadaver dogs are busy. They're up to, I guess, 96 right now, but they're having to go through literally the ashes to see what's in some of these homes and some of these cars and whatnot to see if they get a hit with the dog.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and the other eyewitnesses talk about people who did not want to get out of their cars once they reached the shoreline. And I know, Captain, as a former fire captain in the fire service for 30 years, if a fire is coming, it's going to burn up your car, too. That's not a safety bubble at all, is it?
No, you can't sit in the car and think that you're going to be safe because the flames are going to go all around you. That was an inferno. That would have taken just a matter of seconds to catch the gas tank on fire, amongst other things. Car would explode. Car would be engulfed. People would die.
Horrible. To think of the sheer terror that was going on, and this kind of account of people that are missing again.
Now,
and our prayers would just go out to them.
Now, Biden had a very callous comment when asked about if he had any comment about the Maui fires, and he said he had no comment.
That's right. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
I just can't imagine it.
No, I can't. And we'll talk about that some more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I hear the music. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday. Here we are. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, a resident of Lahaina, got in a vehicle with friends to flee, but the roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran for my life, ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean, and they stayed in their car. Three of my friends in one car and two dogs died.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is warning that crews could find 10 to 20 people per day, probably until they finish. Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular unleaded hit $3.85. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell and his crew. It's his 20th year anniversary. By the way, he sold a total of 80 million MyPillows in that 20-year period. Wow, holy smokes. And now you'll get the lowest price on his pillows, because the regular pillows are only $19.98, and he's got some buy one, get ones going on with that. He's also got the queen size, which is a little bit bigger than the regular size pillow, of course, and there's a savings there of $50. They're $19.98. And then he's got the king size pillows, the great big pillows, the ones that the women love to hug, and they're $10 more, but they're still $50 off. So there you go. Now, MyPillow isn't what it's all about there. There's more than that. There's beds, bedding, there's sheets, there's towels, there's mattress toppers, there's pet beds, there's mattresses, there's my slippers, and a whole bunch of extra stuff that's over there. A whole bunch of extra stuff, and it's all on sale. Some of it is as cheap as 80% off. And some of it's buy one, get one, and some of it is just a tremendous savings of whatever, down to a very low price. But you need to have a promo code when you go over there. So when you go to MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be one word, Captain. Yep, Captain. The promo code will always be the one word, Captain. And if you want to call them 24 hours a day, including right now, there's somebody there to answer this phone number. You can reach them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time in the number, 800-6454. Geez, listen to me. 800-641-5459. 5459 is the phone number. Now, that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, save yourself a bunch of money, and a lot of people are telling me they're stocking up for Christmas already. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. We forgot to mention that the defendants, all 19 of them, have until Friday, I believe, to turn themselves in to be arraigned. Is that correct?
Friday, it might be Thursday, but we'll double check that. I seem to recall it might be Thursday, Thursday at noon, in order to surrender. That's right. So, and again, I don't know that we've heard anything specific, but will there be a mugshot?
Yes,
of President Trump?
Yes, yes, I heard that last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the past, they have not done that. There's certainly, as we've heard, enough images, obviously, of Donald Trump around the world. They could identify him easily, but obviously they're going to make him go through all these particular procedures here, it would seem.
Well, they're trying to get a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit, so is this the opportunity for it?
Maybe. We'll just have to see. I think the mugshot will probably just be him in a shirt and sport coat, perhaps.
Because, again, the Secret Service has a lot to say about this.
Well, that's right. Whether or not he'll be allowed to be put in handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
Where he might be held temporarily, or this kind of thing during this whole process, right?
Yep.
So again, we're in uncharted waters here, and the political aspects of this, Captain, are just incredible. We are looking at a time in our American history now where, can you imagine in 50 years from now, the way that this might be looked at, people looking back to say, you know, with a lot of perspective, let's say 50 years, I think they're going to find that there was so much politics being injected into this, because obviously, and this idea of the two-tiered system is going to be, I think, of historical note.
Common sense would tell you, you just don't do this in the middle of an election year. It's obvious that the motive is political. Common sense.
Well, right. Well, and I would amend that only slightly to say you don't do this in an election year if you're a Republican prosecutor because of those things, that common sense that you're talking about. But in this case, it looks like the DOJ, the powers that be, not the people that work every day and do a great job for our country going after bad guys, but the high-level political elite have simply decided to throw all this out the window. And say, we're just going to go for the gusto because we don't want there to be an election now that really isn't tainted. I don't know how you go about saying this election is somehow not tainted at this point, just by virtue of this sort of banana republic move that's going on.
Well, I know. And the judge in Donald Trump's hush money case, by the way, that's another case, is denying a bias claim and will not step aside. That's something else that came in yesterday, along with Frenchie Karine Jean-Pierre's Maui fire comments devolving into an embarrassing mess of incompetence about what Joe Biden had to say when he said he had no comment about the wildfires, which was extremely callous. He should have been on an airplane and off the beach in Delaware and on his way to Miami about the time that he got asked that question. At least, you know, Trump would have been.
Well, sure, and sometimes there's something about getting everybody revved up and into action and really demonstrating your commitment when there is a major tragedy. But, of course, we're not surprised he didn't go to East Palestine at all. They all kind of want to just go the opposite direction. I think they want to go the opposite direction in the Maui instance because they don't want to point up that, you know, you had a lot of sort of Democrat appointee people that were in charge of this. How does the president go and not get attached to that in some way? So somebody's making these decisions. They think it's bad optics for Joe Biden. But don't you think there are a lot of people that might really appreciate the comfort that comes only when the chief executive comes to say, you know, I'm mourning with you, I'm grieving with you, I'm here because we care?
Well, they haven't had a hurricane there in a long time. They've been pretty well protected. And we've got areas in Florida that haven't had hurricanes in a while. They're pretty well protected. But they have hurricane drills every year, just in case. to go through the communications, to go through the evacuation, to go through all the different processes that have to be done. And this particular island and this particular village, this Lahaina, I think I'm saying that right, they hadn't had a drill of any type in over 2 years. And then to not have the sirens on, the tsunami, they call them tsunami sirens, but actually they're for whatever you want to use them for, to not have the sirens turned on was inexcusable.
Indeed. I saw one resident there on one of the reports saying they typically blow the sirens once a month, and that's typical even in, like, tornado country.
That's a drill. That's a required drill, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, people are used to that. They look at their, oh, it's the first Tuesday of the month, and they're blowing the horns, and they all understand. But when it's not the first Tuesday of the month, and there's bad weather or something else is going on, and they hear those sirens, that's a call to action, whatever it might be. And I'm sure the investigation hopefully will bear out why those horns weren't activated.
Well, again, and it's too early to point any real fingers at anything because they're going to do a complete investigation and come up with an answer. And I do realize that from a political aspect, everything was run by the Democrats there. And, of course, there were some corners that were cut. And, unfortunately, the corners that were cut cost people their lives. That's what happens.
Most unfortunately. Yeah. So yes, this is the other important aspect, or the most important aspect, I should say, about this. The Biden optics are, you know, pale by comparison to what actually has happened to these people and their lives.
Now, Hunter Biden's lawyers say that the gun portion of the plea deal still remains valid after the special counsel announcement. How is that possible?
Yeah, this has kind of got people scratching their heads, you know.
Because just the gun violation should have put him in jail. Just the gun violation. Because he was a known addict.
Well, it seemed to me that when this whole thing fell apart after the judge gave it a cursory once-over, that was enough to make it fall apart. And I think it shows just how flimsy it really was, this plea deal. But it seemed to me that everything was off, and they'd have to go back and renegotiate an entirely new plea deal. Of course, now a lot of this has changed because now the guy who negotiated the plea deal is now a special prosecutor. So. Go figure. I mean, it's and on a day like this, where you have the Trump indictments coming down, and then you still got this Hunter Biden stuff going the way that it's going, the American people must absolutely just be sick of it.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the break, and we're going to be going to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We certainly have a little bit of weather to talk about tonight. And, of course, that's not the big subject. The big subject is going to be Donald Trump the rest of the night, I'm sure. And when people realize what's going on, I'm sure they're going to have some questions. But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade.
Thank you.
the good old days of rock and roll from the 60s. That was a band that was just on fire for a number of years. Kyle, do you know who it is?
Let me see. Okay, Rare Earth.
That's it. I know I'm losing right. You. That was one of the really big hits. They had more, but I mean, they were the real deal. They got out there and they just absolutely filled all their different venues that they were in and just got the job done like nobody I can remember. And of course, they were a real popular band for quite a while. The kids loved dancing to it. You can tell. I mean, the beat was great, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, very iconic.
All right, let me get over here and just tell everybody that we're looking at kind of like the same pattern today. Not quite as bad in terms of the high heat temperatures. They've gone a little further south than what they've been the last week or so. Instead of central Texas almost all the way to El Paso, now we're down around the border, down around Brownsville and over in Eagle Pass, and then we come across I-10, we still come across all the way to Florida. But now the high heat temperatures are going to go up the East Coast, up all the way to Virginia. And we're going to have some thunderstorms in the mountains, as well as rain in the East and rain in the Midwest. But Kyle's got that heat again back out where he's at. You just can't get rid of that, can you?
No, the heat is back on again, unfortunately. And we'll tell you here a little bit about California and Oregon, Washington, parts of Montana here in just a moment. We're going to start for our listeners down in southern Arizona, around Phoenix, Arizona. Right now it's 93 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. They continue now with excessive heat warnings in effect, dangerously hot conditions, 109 to 113 degrees, Captain. So that's definitely really starting to push it. They've had just unrelenting heat throughout this last summer here. Very, very unfortunate. For our listeners, our brand new listeners, of course, on 101.5 FM KDON in Las Vegas, Nevada. Right now, it was 90 degrees. I looked at it a few minutes ago. It looks like it's ticked down to 89 degrees on the Las Vegas Strip, so be careful there. Excessive heat warnings in parts of Southern California as well. But mostly we're looking at the California Central Valley heat advisories going up there. They turn into excessive heat warnings up in Northern California, continue all the way up through Portland and Seattle, and also in the whole state of Washington, and we've got heat advisories in Northern Idaho as well, and heat advisories throughout the entire state of Oregon with the excessive heat warnings over by in the western part over by the coast. Precipitation-wise, we don't really see much of anything other than a little bit band of rain that's straddling the border between New Mexico and Arizona, and this is going to be in the Clifton and Safford area, mostly there in Arizona, and on the New Mexico side, over into the Glenwood area, a little bit east of there. So be careful out there.
Well, it's 86 degrees right here at the Tampa Bay Airport in Tampa, Florida, partly cloudy skies, so we're a little bit on the humid side tonight, and we've got the high heat warnings again here tomorrow for feel like temperatures of 112 degrees. That's been pretty consistent for the past two or three days, although over the weekend it was much, much hotter. Feel like temperatures were much hotter, and the highs were up in the middle 90s. I'm going to start with Texas because we're not over as far with the high heat warnings as what we were, and we're not up as far north as what we were before. But if you're coming across I-10 and Houston and Beaumont, you'll be in the temperatures there, the definitely high heat warning. If you drift on down south towards Galveston, there's going to be some rain right there along the coast, and there might be a little coastline flooding as well. And then coming on down a little bit further south than that, you're going to run into some warmer temperatures as you head towards the valley, towards Brownsville and Harlingen. And then Eagle Pass, if you get up in there, there'll be a high heat warning there that'll come straight across, bring it back across towards Galveston. But then coming across I-10, the southern part, Louisiana, I-8, I-12, Louisiana, and up about 40 or 50 miles from the Gulf, you'll have some very warm temperatures, and then it'll cool down a little bit. Same thing in Mississippi. It'll be down pretty much along I-10. Same thing in Alabama, with the exception of
going up towards Montgomery and I-85, and then if you're going to take I-85 up into Georgia, everything south of I-85 all the way down to the Keys in Florida will be under a high heat warning. And then that'll also include through most of South Carolina, I-95 all the way to the coastline, and up in North Carolina, I-95 all the way to the coastline with a little bit of rain along the coast. And then when you get up into Virginia, up to Norfolk, that's when you'll run out of the really warm temperatures. And north of Virginia, right, north of Norfolk, Virginia right now, going up to Chesapeake Bay and up into Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania and southern New York, southeastern New York and Long Island and Connecticut, you've got rain. There's a lot of rain up in that area right now. So it's going to be one of those mornings, and they certainly need the rain after all the heat that they've been getting. And then in Michigan, from Lake Michigan across to our area there in Sandusky, AM 660, the Thumb up there where we're heard in that area, there's rain, and there's going to be some flooding over on the western side of Michigan, over there on the east side of Lake Michigan. So I'll be advised of that. And it looks like upstate New York, from about Buffalo all the way over to Oswego, you're going to have some coastal flooding up in there because of the way the wind's blowing and some rain that should be in the area. Now, we do have some storms. Eastern Tennessee going up I-81 into Virginia. And then you'll run out of them once you get to Virginia, about 40, 50 miles in. And those storms are also in the northern part of Georgia and over in the northern part of Alabama through the mountains, through the higher elevations. So there you go. And that's what we're looking at right now. Kyle, Pile and Pine J. Why do we go to the Pile and Pine J?
Well, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, Captain, because, number one, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. And during the month of August only, you can earn 5 points per gallon. That's 5 points per gallon when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. That's right. Collect more points on the road. Score more rewards. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information, and also find out how you can download the My Rewards Plus app as well. Pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, and it's not that hard to do, and take advantage of it, folks, and save you some money when you go into the Pilot Flying J. And by the way, campers, you're welcome there, too. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you're coming right back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we had an extremist teenager get arrested in Pennsylvania yesterday in connection to a terrorism act that was going to be committed. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.